Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Judd Nelson is back on.
We have unscratched him.
Yeah.
Or perhaps he unscratched himself.
He didn't even know. We wanted him back on, though.
But he is available.
Yeah, the movie is called A Girl in the Basement. And that is, what was that, Saturday?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, that's right.
8 Eastern and Pacific, 7 Central.
I love this guy.
Judd Nelson joining
us. Hi, Judd. Thanks for joining the show.
Welcome.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling. Are you the bad guy here?
Well, yes, but, you know, bad guys, monsters, villains, they don't think of themselves that way. They think they're the hero of their own story.
I've always heard that. I've always heard that people, actors like to play bad guys because you're right. You play the bad guy as the hero. Is that what you're saying?
Or a bad guy who doesn't think he's...
Yeah.
He doesn't think he's a bad guy.
He doesn't think he's a bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's like, you know, you have to take a test to get your driver's license. You don't have to take a test to become a dad.
No,
Some people are ill-equipped for the job, and this guy certainly is ill-equipped being a dad.
All right,
okay. So he's a bad dad, but he doesn't know it.
When you get scripts over the years, Judd Nelson, over the years, did you like playing the anti-hero more than the hero?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I never have been the kind of person who always makes the right decision. You know,
no, you're right.
I don't know anyone who always makes the right decision.
Yeah, that's right.
So I definitely like people that have many shades to them.
And obviously your career has had those. I mean, just looking over your filmography, you've been, like you said, everybody, even the good guys, have a little dark side to them. And you've had a bunch of those, obviously. Can you watch anything when something comes on? Actually, it was funny. I just saw you. I knew we were having you on. And it's a random thing. And last week, I'm flipping through cable channels, and I find you have a guest role on that show Las Vegas. And all of a sudden, and you were a guy banging a hooker in an elevator or something like that. And I'm thinking, there he shows up right there. So that was pretty crazy. When stuff pops up on TV that you're in.
It's crazy, isn't it? You know, like the body of work. Who knows what's in that body of work.
Exactly. And there's a ton of it Judd Nelson has here. Do you watch, if something comes on the TV and you're scrolling through the movie channels and something's on that you were in the past, or even most recent past, do you stop or do you move on?
I go right past it.
Okay.
And I hope that anyone else in the room didn't even see it. You
know? because they'll be annoying. I got it. Yeah.
Does your daughter know
you? No,
work?
It's more like it's just uncomfortable because, you know, we only see ourselves, you know, straight on, right, in the mirror, if at all. And so it's weird. You know, you look different, you sound different. It's like when you listen to an audio tape of yourself that you know, make on a little tape recorder. You sound different. It's all peculiar. It's all strange. And so I'd just rather not watch myself. I mean, I've done theater stuff, and you never see yourself do that, so you can convince yourself you were great. So once you see, you go, man, I sucked in that.
Yeah. You have,
man, I sucked in that.
You have 3 kids. Do they know your work? Do they watch you?
Oh, I don't have any kids.
Oh, you know,
what?
What are you reading, Todd?
What am I reading? You have a daughter, according to
don't
three kids. Wow, one... I mean, I'm sorry. I've been such a bad dad. I didn't even know I had
to. You're perfectly qualified to play a bad dad.
Don't tell me. don't tell him he's a bad dad.
Wow, geez, I didn't even know. My God, you mean everyone knows I have 3 kids but me?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why they chose you to star in Girl in the Basement.
Right. All right. Do you have a wife, or is this website I'm looking at just completely wrong?
Yeah, it sounds like a really wrong website.
I've never been married. You know, not that I'm against it, but yeah. I've never been married, and I'm not against kids, but I don't have any that I know of.
All right. That I know of. You got to find out what you're reading there. We got to get it to your people here to get that information off the thing there.
OneWorldInformation.com.
Wow, what website is that? What website is it? Just like Biography Live.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole big thing. I can see him having the wrong amount of kids, but he doesn't have kids, so obviously. Judd Nelson with us. Girl in the Basement Saturday on Lifetime, right?
Yeah. Are you an American actor?
Yes, he is.
That's what this website says.
Yes, he is.
So that's about,
yes, I am. Yeah. Yes, I am an American actor. Yeah.
Then it starts to drift from there.
All right. what do you get
ready? And I have always been male.
Yeah, Joe, there you go.
Okay.
You're heading these lies off at the pass, right? So we can stop it right now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. And I've never been president of the United States.
All right.
That's unfortunate.
What did you do? Well, COVID is still happening, I should say. Where were you locked down at for the whole time?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been practicing social distancing for about 25 years.
Okay.
the more things change, the more they remain the same. But on this project, it was my first time working during COVID.
Okay.
And it was very odd. We got tested every other day, and we were working outside of Atlanta. So every day was the same. You wake up, you drive to work, you finish work, you drive back to the hotel, and you stay in your room.
So
it was a strange echo to the story that we're filming, you know? So
you can't
get sick. There are like 50 people that will lose their jobs if you get sick. So you just have to stick to the rules.
Yeah, you had to stick to the rules. I get that, and rightly so. But I was wondering when people, the actors are doing these shows during COVID, obviously they're all being tested, but when they film the show, you're getting close to people. You're touching people. Was that weird to get back into that? Because, you know, in our real lives, we're not touching anybody.
Well, I tell you, what's fascinating is that all the crew, all the time, is wearing masks.
Okay.
Except when they eat. Right. The actors, Elizabeth Rome, our great director, her first time directing, and you never know it. She was really, really capable.
Yeah.
But when she would talk to us, she would have a mask and a visor shield. So trying to keep everyone distant, you try not to touch, but as the actors, once you're rolling, you are definitely unprotected.
Yeah.
But we are getting tested every other day, so you get that sense that you feel safe to the people around you because no one's not getting tested. My goodness. Everyone's getting tested. You had COVID officers on the set, people walking around saying, put your mask on, lift up their mask, cover your nose. They were very detailed, they were very specific. And we all knew this is the way it's got to be. And like the canary in the coal mine, there is a risk. But at the same time, you know, this is what we do.
Yeah, but you got to get that out of your head when you're shooting a scene.
And then other people will die.
Yeah, when you're shooting a scene where you're actually close to people, that's what we were wondering about, how it must have felt a little different for you. Yeah, for sure, after all these years, for this whole year of being
away. It does feel a little different because we've been in a vacuum for the most part for months. But you don't think about it while you're shooting the scene necessarily, or I do. You know, it's like I'm thinking about other things. But then at the end of the day, you go, wow, I hope I'll be okay at the test tomorrow. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. The Girl in the Basement this Saturday on Lifetime. Judd Nelson with us. That's what the tape was released for. Tom Cruise yelling at people because you mentioned when you said that people's jobs are depending on this. You have to stay safe, right? All right. Where can we?
And I think that tape that came out that he said he's making a great case. Perfectly clear what he's saying. You know, it's like you have to be responsible,
right?
So you're asking. You have to.
No, I thought he was great.
People's lives depend on.
Yeah, people's lives. Yeah, we know that for sure here. All right. Hey, good luck, Judd. Hopefully, you got something else on the pipeline after this movie? Obviously, it looks like there's a bunch of stuff here you're doing.
I'm not sure yet. There's a lot of things that maybe will happen, but again, under the COVID umbrella, nothing is certain. So who knows?
All right, Judd. Thanks for all your work, man. We love all the stuff you did. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Take care, bud.
All right, take care.
Judd Nelson. You know, I wanted that, too, because I think regular people that aren't actors, and that's everybody in this room, sometimes you'll look at a photo, no matter how old you are, you don't look at anybody else around the damn photo. You have a photo of you and your kids, and you go, oh, I look like, you know. And these actors have to come across movies where they were 20, and now they're 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Or even just a year or two before that. I've always didn't trust actors that could love watching themselves. You know what I mean? Most of the actors we ever talked to, we asked that question. They said, I can't watch myself.
The only perspective I have is, you know, can you listen to yourself?
Well, I used to be able to listen more than recently. I can't anymore.
Oh. I do that with stand-up sets.
Like, I was going to ask you guys to do that because you have to see a stand-up set.
But if I hear stuff from like 20 years ago.
Well, that's different.
I mean, I just cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for an actor, if you have like a bad day on set or whatever, it's like immortalized on film
forever.
Now, if you're flipping through the channels, it can just pop up and haunt you years later.
Let's talk about you, Nick, because you're right. We don't do stand up, and we do this, which is very easy to just do a bunch of audio and hanging out. We don't have to watch videotape of us trying to do this crap.
Thank God.
But you have to watch that to know you get better. You have to see your facial expressions and all that. Are you used to it?
I don't do that.
Oh, you don't?
Listen to the audio.
Got it.
The video's tough.
Yeah, you
got it. And I don't have a camera. The audio's just so much easier. And then if I've gone back and tried to watch it before, I'm like, man, like, am I a B cup? Yeah. My gut looks bad. Like, it's hard to focus on
material. I mean, obviously, there's a ton of comedians do a lot of specials all over TV, and not all of them are studs. They're just regular-looking dudes. I wonder how they sit and watch that.
Or
maybe they're not as shallow as we are.
Yeah, I just can't get past that. But yeah. I'll listen to the audio. And it took a while to be able to ramp up to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You don't do it, but there's got to be some guys that break down the game film, look at a set, look at the whole video.
Well, they have to, because a lot of these guys are doing videos. I mean, they're doing specials on Netflix, so they got to look at those
things. Well, and some comedians, the comedy is more physical for them.
Yeah, right.
And so the stage presence and the physicality of it has to be broken down.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not real physical. I mean, sometimes I'll stand on like one part of the stage and then I'll like move to the other. No, but that's about as far as it goes.
The B cup.
No, yeah, you are that. You're just you're the beaten down comedian.
You'll take the mic out of the mic stand and, and move.
Well, I always
one way or the other.
I always think about like Chris Rock, the great Chris Rock kind of stalks the stage
back and forth. Right.
Mm-hmm. Even did that on SNL when they gave him the monologue.
That's right.
He would move back and forth across the stage, and nobody does that at SNL.
Or, you know, I haven't watched it yet. I'm saving for this weekend. The brand new Brian Regan is on Netflix. And Brian Regan makes all kinds of facial expressions.
Yeah.
He moves around his body and does stuff, you know.
You would have to go back and look at that.
He's hilarious.
Because that helps to make the joke work.
Yeah. I watched a video a long time ago, and I realized I was, like, pacing around too much on stage. So I'm like, I need to stop moving around so much. And then I just stood in the same spot on stage for years after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then I had to get myself, I'd be like, you know, I need to start like moving around up here. I'm not like I'm taking the mic stand out and then just not going anywhere. I'm like, why am I even taking it out?
Speaking of comedians, I bet you Billy Gardell's fans, buddies are giving him crap about his diabetes commercials.
Oh yeah.
First of all, that's a ton of money. So good for him. But the scene I'm thinking about when we get Billy on is when they show the upper shot of him going through the cones.
Yeah.
You know, he says, oh, really? Really? Because Billy's just a self-deprecating dude.
He didn't exactly look like a natural.
He's done that before, I assume, but it looked like he hadn't.
No, the cone thing was stupid.
No, that was dumb.
It was dumb.
Nobody
does that. There's no exercise in that at all. If you weigh 7,000 pounds, that's exercise. But not for Billy. He's an active dude.
You know what's good for diabetes? Agility drills.
It's not. I don't even know.
No.
It wasn't that. You see the commercial. It's not agility drills. It's a circle as big as his desk, and he's just walking around them.
Yeah, but it's like footwork. He's trying. He's going in and out.
But he's going slow.
That's not. No.
Yeah. It's just. I guarantee if I'm his best friend, that's what I'm calling about.
That's something I would have done in physical therapy.
Yeah. Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe, Todd. You might have actually been more strenuous than that.
What's it a commercial for?
It's a diabetes drug.
Diabetes drug.
Obviously, he would do the commercial if he didn't have do it. You know?
Yeah, it helps him get his A1C in his range.
Yeah. But it's so straightforward and so non what we know of Billy, you know.
Yeah, but when Big Pharma comes after these guys, they throw, I can't say no money at them.
Oh, that's a big paycheck.
Neelan did that one years ago.
That's a big paycheck.
Right.
Because he had that disease.
Yeah, because he had the AFib.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta for Shantae.
Oh, yeah.
Mickelson was doing something for a while.
It's rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
Because he has it.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. You do kind of have to have the disease to do those.
I am gonna bring it up with Billy next time we talk to him, just about the cones.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me laugh is the cones, because you know he's thinking, oh, geez.
Well, there's another shot of him like doing curls with a resistance band standing in the park for some reason.
And he's got to be straight faced.
Sure, yeah. I'm Billy Gardell, and I believe this BS.
Well, you got to figure it's done something for him.
Oh, sure. Nealon said Nealon was in the studio. He said that he got prescribed that drug before he got the offer to do the commercials.
Right, right.
NASCAR doing the Dixie Vodka 400 on Sunday.
Oh, you're allowed to use vodka now.
Everybody has three shots, and then we start the race?
Yeah.
I didn't know that vodka's allowed to be on that. I know there's beer still, but I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of a booze sponsor.
No, you're by.
For any kind of sport.
God, NASCAR fans full of vodka. That's a hoedown. Jeez.
Turn up the Morgan Wallen.
I've been to some... He got ripped off. I bought four of his albums just to get him money.
Let's buy another.
Why you can't scream the N-bomb is beyond me.
Dave Grohl and his mom are going to co-host a new docuseries looking at the relationships between musicians and their mothers.
How you doing?
She wrote a
book
about
another thing that's on Paramount Plus. They announced all that stuff yesterday.
All right.
A lot of different things, as is Yo MTV Raps will be coming back to Paramount Plus as well.
I didn't watch that to begin with.
New episodes?
Are they going to show a bunch of Headbangers Balls? They really should show.
Yeah, like old 120 minutes.
Yeah, 120 minutes.
That was really good. That'll seem dated, too, now. They're all going to seem dated, but 120 minutes are going to have bands that are like just basically...
Half of them are dead.
Well, and also just bands that became mainstream. Yeah. And 120 minutes was about alternative music.
Check out this edgy new band, Smash Mouth.
Exactly.
That Paramount Plus sounds more appealing than a lot of these other
streaming. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it because I make it.
I think there's going to be a Workaholics movie on there, too.
I saw that Divine tweeted that out, yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Another world record, but this one's really tough. A 66-year-old man in Ireland.
One we'll respect.
Yeah.
Like running backwards.
Yeah. He's now the world's oldest ice mile swimmer. He plunged into freezing water with the temperature below 23 degrees. That's one of the rules. The other is no breaks. After training for several months, he swam a mile in freezing water. Managed to finish the mile in 43 and a half minutes.
Whoa.
He's in 23 degree water for 45 minutes, 43 and a half minutes.
If you watch the new Real Sports, Todd watched. I haven't watched it yet, but you know the guy's name. What's his name?
Wim Hof.
Yeah, Wim Hof.
I saw it.
He's a famous guy.
He's the Iceman.
Iceman.
And he's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, he can control his body and his breath, and he's a people love him, and they're trying to emulate him by doing this stuff, too. But a normal, the announcer, the guy that does from Real Sports gets in.
John Frankel.
32 degrees. He was in the lake for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And when he got out, he could barely put his clothes on because he was too numb. And that guy's in shape. You know, probably was an ex-athlete.
Wim Hof is 61 years old. He's been doing that since he was 17. And he's kind of got a little cult following.
Yeah, and he makes a bunch of money. He seemed cool. I mean, I don't think
he was in it to make money.
No, he wasn't. His son is
a good businessman and said, you know, people will follow you. Yeah. And I've tried some of that Wim Hof breathing, and I really didn't care for it because there's a lot of holding your breath.
Okay.
Yeah, I just stick with a regular breathing.
Yeah.
It seems to do the trick.
I got a cult following,
too. I've never tried to switch it up.
Right? It's called regular breathing.
I do other kind of breathing exercises, but the Wim Hof stuff, I really didn't take to it.
Have you laid in the snow in your underwear?
No.
No, you're not going to do that. That just looks freaking cold.
I have no desire to do that. And, yeah, I got to figure that some people have gotten frostbite or something.
Something.
Trying to practice that.
I think that story would have been longer.
There's got to be a little drawback to what he's doing.
Yeah, there has to be.
Oh, yeah. How would you know if you were pushing it too far?
If you got HBO and Real Sports, watch that particular one. It's really good.
But I've seen stuff about him before. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
And I think he's broken some kind of records like that. But obviously,
he was snowshoeing in shorts and no shirt. That was it.
He hiked Mount Everest in shorts and a T-shirt. Yep. And what looked like sandals with little crampons on them.
Right.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he lived.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah.
The guy's in incredible shape. And he's also an anti-vaxxer because he thinks his immune system is the best immune system in the world.
That's
so
where the doctor stopped it. He's
not going to get the vaccine.
Oh, there's some anti-vaxxers on Facebook this morning. Some guy said, I got it already, so I'm going to pass in the vaccine.
Yeah, but I'm going to guess those people don't have the immune system of Wim Hof.
Oh, this guy's an idiot.
And just give it 6 months and it'd be Wim Hof dead from COVID.
Right.
Yeah. I love all the people who aren't scientists that have their own science.
Oh, no. I saw another guy on Facebook this morning and said, I'm convinced we're at herd immunity.
And then
I said, thanks, doctor.
Good news.
I checked out his page to make sure he wasn't the doctor, and he wasn't.
I've been waiting for Steve to be convinced.
He's convinced we're at herd immunity.
Oh, good.
In the city.
He had a link on which to base that.
No, he wants to go to bars. I saw that it was a whole bunch of people want to go to bars.
He had a lot of reasons to say that. Certainly he was able to back up that speculation.
No.
Yeah, here's a link to mygoofyscience.com.
That wasn't it. He was convinced, Todd.
He's convinced because what? He wants to go to the bar or he owns a bar?
He's on a list like that.
Well, it's my speculation. We're not there yet.
No.
But I'll leave that up to the doctors.
You got to talk to this guy.
They still do that report every night on the local news. 89% of the ICU beds are full. We have 40 open, And they go, three people died tonight. And the local news will do three people died tonight in our city, Douglas County. And they will say, just to make you feel better, but don't worry, they were over 70. And one day, a couple weeks ago, they didn't say only, but they said, and the man was over 50. And I said, that's everybody. I mean, that's
a lot of people.
That's more than half the population. Maybe over 40 would be half the population.
Yeah, well, he's old and expendable.
Right. Over 50.
All the victims were over 20, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't know why they do that. I just don't. My wife gets so mad at me when I watch the news and I say, don't say that. Why do we care? Just say a soul died. Somebody died.
Big Bang Theory's on at the same time. Just switch the channel.
I got to keep up with the news. Plus, what I do for a damn living, man.
Two Louisiana residents have been charged with bribing airport screeners in an attempt to bypass Hawaii's mandatory safe travels rules.
Great.
Which island?
What, here's $40, let me through?
Yeah. 29-year-old John Trell White and 28-year-old Nadia Bailey arrived in Hawaii without their valid COVID exemptions or pretests.
Oh, they forgot that.
They didn't think they had to. So Mr. White allegedly offered an airport screener $2,000 to let him pass through without having to quarantine. And then Ms. Bailey allegedly threw in another $1,000 to let them both through. The screener said, no, we're not going to do that, alerted the deputy sheriffs. The two were arrested for bribery. They were booked and released, immediately flown back to the mainland.
Oh, man.
They didn't even get to hang around, did they?
How was your trip? Judd Nelson joined us today, and Big J Okerson. Big J's at the Funny Bone, funnybonomaha.com, to see him this weekend.
Anything on the docket for next week?
Not confirmed right now.
Not for sure? All right. We'll work on that.
The girl in the basement.
She's not on the docket for next week
either.
She'll
call it on Tuesday.
That sounds like a spy thing.
Lifetime.
The girl in the basement. Yeah, Lifetime with Judd Nelson.
Tomorrow night.
Wear a mask.
I hope she makes it out of the basement.
See you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.